This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grada.
And with us inside the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Mark Landon Smith from Arts Live.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me back.
Of course.
Busy summer?
Busy summer at ALT. Very busy. We are doing a bunch of summer camps this summer for grades 5 to 7, 8 to 11, and 12 to 18. And we've already had our camps for June. We've got a bunch coming up in July and August. We're covering theater production, theater makeup, musical theater dance, stage combat, comedy improv. So there's a lot of opportunity for a lot of people to be involved.
Is it possible for someone to take more than one camp?
Absolutely. In fact, we just enrolled a young actor yesterday who's taking three camps. So, and they're scheduled to where they don't overlap. So you can take one camp in the morning, then there's a break for lunch, and then you can take another camp in the afternoon.
Who's helping teach these?
We have Jules Taylor and Christy Hall. Chris Pruitt is doing our stage combat. Erica Wilhite's going to be doing some camps for us. So we've got an excellent group of teaching artists, as always.
And the summer camps go through July and into August.
And into August, yes. And you can go to artslifetheater.com, and there is a schedule there and also a downloadable registration form. We still have room on some of our camps. Some of our camps are completely full, but all that information is on our website, so you can see what's still available.
Don't you have an award show every year?
We do. We have the Arts Live Theater Awards coming up July 23rd. The Arts Live Theater Awards is our own answer to the Tonys and the Oscars, where we recognize performances on stage and contributions backstage throughout the last season. So this last year, we've had 7 shows. So we have approximately 15 categories that the people are voting on. And people who vote are people who've been in the shows and people who have seen the shows. And everyone is a nominee. And then we have the official nominees. Whoever gets the 5 most votes becomes the official nominees. And then the person who will receive the award will be announced that night at the York Ballroom. It's going to be a lot of fun. Starts at 7 o'clock. Tickets are available at artslifetheater.com. They're $15. You can purchase them online or at the door or by calling our office. And includes food and fun. And you two are going to be guest presenters.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to it.
Yes, very much so.
So it's a great, great evening just to recognize what our young actors have done throughout the year.
Okay, so camps. The ALTIs, is that what you call them?
The Arts Life Theater Awards, yes, the ALTIs.
But there are also shows coming up?
We do have shows coming up. But before we have our first show of the season, we have auditions for Bright Blue Mailbox Suicide Note at the end of the month. And it is a drama. And it goes up in September. And then we have coming up for our Shakespeare in the Park, which will actually open our season, Hamlet, Zombie Killer of Denmark. And that opens July 28th through the 30th. It's free. You can just come and see the show. We're going to be at the Fayetteville Public Library Terrace on July 28th, Wilson Park Castle July 29th, and Gully Park Gazebo July 30th. Show starts at 7 p.m., and it is free. The show's about an hour long, so you can come out, see some theater al fresco.
When I read Hamlet in high school, I don't recall zombies. So is this a Mark Landon Smith adaptation?
It sounds like something I would do, doesn't it?
Kind of, yes.
Yes, yes. But it is not. I found this script online through Theatre Folk, which is a United Kingdom or a British publishing company. Uh-huh. So they've taken the traditional story of Hamlet and kind of flipped it, right. Obviously. So instead of ghosts, we have zombies.
Okay.
So it's keeping a lot of the original language of Shakespeare. Uh-huh. It's just setting it a little bit differently.
Is the soliloquy still in there?
A part of the soliloquy is still in there. Yes, it is. So it's a really good way to introduce young actors and audiences to Shakespeare without it being too
serious
Shakespearean. You know what I mean?
Fun trivial fact, I believe Olivier wanted to do this for the movie that he won the Oscar for.
He wanted to do Hamlet, Zombie Killer.
Maybe not.
I think you're right, actually.
It seems like this is sort of a trend right now. I've seen some books at the bookstore, some Jane Austen novels or something that had zombies.
Zombies are hugely popular right now. Right. You know, we just did, last season we did Night of the Living Dead, which is about zombies.
Right.
So Zombie Prom is super popular right now. So it's a thing to do. All the kids are doing it.
So they're moving from vampires and werewolves into zombies?
Yeah. We're still sort of in the same genre.
Right.
But yeah, it's moving around a little bit, apparently.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Now, the Fiddler on the Roof production you're going to do, that's like...
That is straightforward. There are no zombies in Fiddler on the Roof.
No zombies.
Okay.
But yeah, we are doing Fiddler on the Roof, and that opens August 4th through 7th. So it opens a week after Hamlet opens. We're going to be at the York Ballroom. It is the traditional version of A Fiddler on the Roof. It is a junior version, which means it's shortened a little bit. So it runs about an hour long, but it has all of your favorite songs in there. Jason Sewell is directing it.
Oh, that'll be good.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Diana Blaylock is a choreographer. And Missy Gibson is our music director. So we got a great team of people working with us. And that is going to be August 4th through 7th at the York Ballroom on Dixon Street.
And then the fall is fast
approaching. Then the fall is fast approaching, yes. We'll have our fall classes beginning in September. And we hope everyone's going to come in and sign up for those. They will book up pretty quickly. We're now working on the schedule, so we look forward to getting that published.
So if anyone wants to know about summer camps, about the Arts Live Theater Awards, about auditioning, about Hamlet and the Zombies, about Fiddler on the Roof, or anything else related,
you go to artslivetheater.com. All the information's there. You can call us at 479-521-4932.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.